Let's turn our attention now to opportunities for young women in science, technology, engineering and maths. And Statistics SA reports that women account for just 23% of professionals in those areas. And of those, only 17% are in leadership roles. So what can be done about it? Well, joining me now on the line is Simnikiwe Mzekandaba to tell us about opportunities out there that do exist for young women to enter those spaces. Simnikiwe, thanks very much for joining us.
Hi.
Oh, no, now I can't hear you.
Can you not hear me?
Oh, there, that's better. Okay, Simnikiwe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Amy. Hi.
Hi. So obviously we don't need to go over the fact that there are sadly very, very few women succeeding in these spaces at the moment. But what is being done about it to change the situation going forward?
Yes, you raise a very good point there. Currently, there's a program that's being run by Intelsat, which is Intelsat is a global satellite communications company. So they've partnered with a company called an organization called Max IQ Space. So what they've, in terms of the partnership, what they're doing is that they're aiming to encourage high school learners from across the continent to pursue space and STEM careers. In terms of this particular initiative, it's run virtually. But there are other programs, you know, that are available to kind of encourage young girls to participate in STEM-related careers. I can name one that I'm very familiar with, which is called Code Like a Girl, which is a STEM empowerment program. And it also encourages young girls between the ages of 14 and 18. You know, they are taught to code and develop soft skills in order to kind of boost their interest in STEM careers.
And Simnikiwe, are we seeing an upward trend in female interest? So in girls actually being interested in these kind of careers?
You know what, Amy? Unfortunately, in terms of the stats don't show like that much change. But when you look at the programs that I've just mentioned, you will hear when they give reports about how many, like how the programs were sometimes oversubscribed, that a lot of girls would show interest and they would participate. They need to be follow through. So once they've finished, you know, their high school schooling career, post school, and then go into these particular careers, and then we'll see change in terms of, you know, regarding them more fee in STEM.
And these programs that you speak of, Simnikiwe, how difficult is it to qualify? I mean, I think probably the barrier for a lot of girls is actually finding out about the programs in the first place.
Yeah.
But say they've now learned about the programs, how difficult is it to get into them?
With many of these, it's not necessarily that applicants are required to jump through hoops. It is a matter of the information being made available to them, and you know, having internet to be able to apply. But it's just getting that information, because at the end of the day, what these organizations, as they run these programs, it's a matter of that they're looking for passion in STEM. And then obviously, if you have basic knowledge of STEM, that will be an added advantage. But the whole idea behind them is to remove the barriers for participation and to grow the STEM academic field and economy and get more girls and women involved in that space.
So if young women or parents of young women are listening to this at the moment and wondering where one would even start, what is the best way for them to find out about the offerings?
It would be online. A lot of like tech publications will obviously write about them, because STEM is related within the, you know, the tech space, ICT space. So it will be covered on in terms of a publication, but also social media. Social media, I've seen a lot of them being published on social media, looking on platforms such as Facebook, looking on platforms or word of mouth as well, because a lot of some of the people that work within these companies, their family members, that if you have a girl child, invite them in, there's a program, and then just to encourage them. But I would say that just look online, look on social media platforms, that's the best place, and read as much as you possibly can. That's the best place you will find all this information.
So, Simnikiwe, in my notes that I've been given by producer Alexis, it mentions that Tech Women is an initiative of the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs. What is that initiative all about? What does it offer girls? And when is it happening?
I heard about it today as well. It seems it's a similar program, which it aims to, to provide training to, and it says here that it's meant for South African citizens as well as residents. So the applications are still open until next year, early January next year. So that's, if you just Google Tech Women, it comes up. It's, you just look for the US initiative and then you apply, and hopefully, you know, they'll be accepted. But it is available, and anyone who is interested, any woman or girl who's interested, can participate in it.
So, Nikki, where are these opportunities strictly only for girls, or can young boys also apply?
The ones that I've mentioned are mainly targeted at girls, but there's Forge Academy, which is called Forge Academy and Labs. It's an education training facility which aims to equip students and learners with, you know, skills that are needed to participate in the digital age. That one doesn't specify that you have to be just a girl or a boy. I think it's inclusive of both girls and boys.
Okay, now you are a senior journalist at IT Web. Have you done some coverage of other initiatives like this? Should people, you know, want to go to your website and take a look at perhaps something you've written about this kind of thing? Is there stuff there?
Yes. A portal on software development and training, which just, I cover all of the hackathons, all of these partnerships that come, or these initiatives mentioned, and participants to join. So on the website, it's there under training and e-learning, software and development, and mainly those portals focus on just training for young people and to just get them equipped for the digital age.
Amazing. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. That's Simnekiwe Mzekandaba. She is a senior journalist at IT Web, and she was on the line from Johannesburg just sharing some information about STEM opportunities for young girls in South Africa. That's opportunities in the space of science, technology, engineering, and maths.